Question 14, you also espouse the three I's in your book, inquiry, improv, and intuition. Do you want to elaborate? Yes. So my creativity framework starts with, you know, defining creativity as this toggling between wonder and rigor to solve problems. And then I thought it was very important to help people understand, well, how do you practice this toggling back and forth between wonder and rigor? And the way to practice it is through the three I's. Inquiry is about curiosity. It's about asking different, new, and better questions. I've been very influenced by the work of Warren Berger. I love his work. Improvisation is not about being able to do a really good jazz riff or popping up on a comedic stage and doing, you know, comedic improv. Improvisation is about being adaptive and self-organizing and about saying yes, and instead of, yeah, but we tried that 10 years ago and it didn't work, or flat out no. That's what it means to be improvisational on an individual level. And actually my doctoral research, I studied improvisational organizations. As it turns out, improvisational organizations are actually the most innovative organizations. And finally, intuition is something that we never talk about in business school or med school or law school. And yet every successful leader credits intuition, that nudge, to their success. And intuition, in my view, is pattern recognition. And I became much more cognizant of the intersection between intuition and leadership and decision-making as my professional network grew to include startup leaders. I would recognize that in their origin stories, they would say things like, something told me not to do the deal, or something told me to work with her over him. And that this pattern is what made me really, really lean into this idea of intuition. So in my view, that my framework is super helpful to people because it gives them these methods into practicing toggling between wonder and rigor, their creativity, by being more curious, by being adaptive, and following the nudge.